Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Influenza is still a thing in the future. Try as you might, you're gonna get the flu. You can take the flu shot, but there's still
rack it up!
Hey, we're closing soon.
Look, I just want one more game pool, all right?
Well, you cleaned everybody out. You cleaned every rube in the joint has run out of money because of your sharkiness,
yeah,
attacks.
You know what? That's their problem, okay? That's their problem. If they don't know how to play pool, and they meet someone who knows how to play pool, and they figure they want to wager on that game of pool, and they see that I've already won the last 9 games of pool that I've played with the guys who are, like, crying in the corner, and they decide to still play me?
Dwight! Nobody wants to play you anymore. Everyone knows you're too good! Everybody knows!
Yeah.
You're too famous in this joint.
Nobody will play me. Will no one in here play me a game of pool?
I'll play you a game of pool.
Who's this guy?
You weren't there a second ago.
I didn't even see him come in.
I'm right here, right now. And I'd love to play a game of pool.
Yeah, check out this dude's white suit.
Ooh, yeah, you're like shimmering and translucent. Like, what the hell is that?
It's very clean.
It's ultra clean. Hold on. I'm gonna throw some spaghetti sauce on. Look at that. It got close and then it moved away. It's like it slid to the side.
I have a stain.
Stain guard?
Stain guard.
This guy's suit is like some mix of Teflon and rayon.
Teflarion.
Perhaps you'd like to play?
Well, yeah! Yeah, you saw what I did, right? Are you sure you want to get into this?
Oh, I think I do. But let's make it interesting.
Make it interesting. $50.
I was thinking a little more interesting than that.
$60.
I'll give you, if you defeat me, I'll give you $60.
Sure, but yeah!
But if I defeat you, I want your soul.
Oh, that's,
Clive, did you hear that guy?
Dwight, yeah, he says he wants your soul. I don't know if that means, you're physically, emotionally bonded to him for the rest of your life, or if there's some sort of extraction process that, about which we're not aware.
Yeah, can we just clarify the terms of this agreement? So, is this my, disembodied part of my essence that you want to take part of and have for your own? Or is it my emotional connection to you? Or is it my very deep collection of mid-1970s records by Marvin Gaye?
It's A and C.
Oh, those are high stakes.
Jeez Louise. I'm not going to lose, though. Seriously, right?
Dwight, there's a thing called hubris in this bar.
Hubris?
Yeah, it's an imported whiskey.
Well, you know what? Pour us two of those.
Okay.
Do you drink, Mr. Man in White Suit?
No, I do not.
No, is there anything I can get you at all, a stranger in a resplendent white suit?
I would like the scent of fresh baked bread.
Oh, all right, get that.
Yeah, all right.
I'll get to the oven.
Well, Clive,
needing some yeast.
Before you go,
huh?
Can you rack us up?
Yeah, Dwight. Yeah, I can.
All right.
There you go.
So, first of all, before we get started, Mr. Man in White Suit, I agree to your terms, but I'd like to see your 60 bones first.
Here you are. It's a $60
bill. $60
bill,
you don't see a lot of those. Got a picture of the king who abdicated. Dollars, that's weird too, because it should be pounds. That was back in the 30s. Oh, there in the back, the reverse is Wallace Simpson. Yeah. What the? Like she's the back of her head. What the hell is that?
Alright! Play!
Let's play.
Is it two shots of hubris, Dwight?
Two shots of hubris on the edge of the pool table.
And here you go, mister, if you want to just close your eyes and inhale deeply as I place this freshly baked loaf of bread in front of your face.
Sourdough.
All right. Okay. That's
Shall we play? I'll let you break.
All right.
Yeah. Just let me have a shot of this. Take a sip of this hubris first.
Oh yeah, that burns like comeuppance.
I'll break. Right.
Absolutely.
All right. So let me chalk my cue, so to speak.
You're actually doing that.
Right. Okay. All right. Check this out. The break is where the game is made or lost, Mr. Man in White Suit. Look at that. Perfect distribution of balls. Your turn.
Hey, Dwight!
Yeah?
Was there a double innuendo?
Yeah, it was. I'm glad you got that, because this guy in the white suit has just had no expression on his face when I said that.
Unflappable, unreadable.
Really, inscrutable.
And every ball has been sunk.
Jesus criminies.
I think that was a W innuendo as well. A W innuendo.
I've never seen anything like that. The balls, they all followed one another into the corner pocket.
The same hole.
Is that an innuendo?
If you want it to be.
This whole game is a metaphor.
Yeah, well, hold on. Something's wrong. This is a fix. Like a... I reneg, okay?
Well, would you like to play again, double or nothing?
Dwight, yeah. I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
Just a bartender.
But you took pre-law, right?
Yeah.
You just didn't pass the bar.
That's exactly right.
So you bought a bar.
That's right. Okay. I couldn't pass the bar, so I opened up my own pool bar.
Okay, so you're not a lawyer, but you... Okay, all right.
I'm not a lawyer, but...
I keep it straight, yeah.
It seems to me...
Yeah.
That if you play double or nothing, you do not have a second soul to lose, so how bad can it get?
Sweet. Mr. Man in White Suit,
So do you agree to the terms?
Absolutely.
Great. Even if I win, I get your soul and Clive's.
But hold on. Hang on here.
Clive, come on. This is my soul on the line, all right? We've been friends for a heck of a long time.
You're my best customer with Dwight. I had to see you got your ass whooped by a guy in a Tefla rayon suit.
Yeah.
How do I know it's not going to happen a second time?
He's occupied over in the corner there. He's picking out a pool cue. Check this out. I'm going to stick pieces of an egg carton, the bottom piece of an egg carton, the translucent kind, in each of the holes. So if a ball goes in other than the side pocket, it's going to bounce right out. Right? I'm cheating, buddy. Dwight.
Yeah. As a metaphor for life, this pool game is truly spectacular.
You know what? When the stakes are this high, you gotta pull out all the stops.
Alright, you're a genius. You're crazy, but you're a genius.
Thanks.
Go for it. Alright, my soul's on the table.
Excellent. Two souls if I win, and $120 for you if you win.
Whoa! I wanna see, I'm gonna have to see a $120 bill on the table before. Right.
Here it is.
Whoa.
There it is.
George III, the Mad King.
That's right.
Right there.
Look at that. And on the back, on the obverse?
Lusitania.
It's the city-state of Lusitania?
That's it?
You know it by its... They're obsessed with dragon motif. Look at all those little dragons all over that thing.
Would you like to break?
You know what? I broke last time and it didn't go so well. Why don't you break?
All right. Here I go. Finished. Board cleared.
Well, they all went down that one hole that you didn't put up. You got beaten again.
Totally.
Two souls for me. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Triple or nothing!
Do you have another soul to wager?
Yours!
My soul?
Yes!
So if I win, I get my soul?
Yes!
Dwight, you're a genius.
Right? Yeah. Right? When you play these kinds of games, you gotta think, right?
And if you win, you get $180.
Good to see you have to see some collateral there. Good to see some,
Well, there's a $120 bill and a $60 bill on the table right
now. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Wow. Oh,
sure. But to make it more interesting,
yeah,
here's $20 more.
Ooh.
Oh, the $20 bill. Let's take a look at it.
Don't see a lot of those.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's the sunken continent of Atlantis on the front.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And on the other side, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Oh boy, in his Holocaust movie makeup.
Oh, the day the clown cried. Sheesh. That's emotional.
Oh boy. What do you say, gentlemen?
If you're okay with this, Clive.
We got nothing left to lose.
We don't. We got something to gain.
Oh, that's such a metaphor for life.
Indeed. Alright.
You can break.
You know what? I would like Clive to help me break this time.
Oh.
You got skin in the game.
Yeah, you're right.
So why don't you chalk it up?
Okay.
And I'll hold the fat end.
And I'll hold the thin end.
And you put your fingers like a little guide.
Okay.
All right. And I will push on the end.
Uh huh.
And you steer it.
Okay. All right.
This is gonna work.
One,
two, three.
I completely tore the felt.
You tore the felt?
Completely tore the felt.
You tore the felt, like the angle was all weird.
That's embarrassing. This was completely embarrassing.
Jesus Christ.
I am the worst billiards player.
Forfeit? Can we forfeit?
Wait.
Look, no.
What happened? All the balls. It got moved by the felt. The ripple of the felt. Slowly moving the balls.
It's like a ripple in space-time. It's propagating outwards.
They're not falling into the holes of the pool table. Falling into other holes.
Huh?
Holes in space-time!
Jesus Christ!
Look, that one's... I see the city-state of Lusitania!
And I see the Mad King! In the back of Wallace Simpson's head!
You have cleared the table.
Clive.
Nice job. You've won $200.
And your soul?
No.
Huh?
My soul is mine.
Right.
The only thing you win is $200. And a valuable lesson about playing with your souls. You would do anything to win. You would cheat and use egg cartons in the holes.
I did.
You would wager your best friend's soul.
I'm embarrassed.
I hope you learned something today.
Well, I learned not to use egg cartons in holes and wager my best friend's soul.
I also hope you learned who your best friend is.
The man in the Tefla Rayon suit?
No.
Who?
I think you know. Goodbye.
Look at that. Shimmering off into the distance. It's like when you're in the desert and you see those heat waves rise up.
Yeah.
And everything in the distance, even though it's an optical illusion, it's the atmosphere like rippling because of the heat coming off of the ground.
He walks around just giving lessons to everybody from bar to bar.
But he asked me that question, or made that statement, or stated that provocation, that I would know who my best friend is. Who the hell is it?
Dwight, is it your son?
My son? I haven't seen that guy in 14 years. He wouldn't know me to look at me.
Oh, boy.
Jeez, my best friend. Who is my best friend? Sheesh.
Well, we might as well just sit here and think about it together.
Yeah, it's closing time, right?
It sure is.
I got it.
What?
My best friend. It's myself.
What?
It's me. It's me. That I need to care about myself. Yeah, that's it.
I want you to take this $200 because you earned it.
I did.
And I want you to spend that $200 on yourself.
You know what I've always wanted? A kick-ass fur coat.
What? That doesn't feel like something that's going to help you. You need to take care of yourself.
Well, all right. Well, I'll think about it. Don't put pressure on me, all right?
Okay, all right.
I'm my own best friend.
Buy yourself the coat.
Yeah.
Pool table's busted. Can't put a pool in here anymore. It's my only pool table. I guess I got to go back to law school.
You know what? I can get a goddamn fur coat anytime. Clive?
What?
I want you to take this 200 bones.
Dwight!
I want you to get yourself a new felt covering for this pool table.
Dwight!
Yeah. What do you say, pal?
You know what?
Yeah?
You might be your own best friend.
Yeah.
But you're my best friend, too.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it.
Shut up.
I'm gonna say it.
Shut up. Hey, still two shots of hubris on the table here.
Oh, boy.
Want one? My treat.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
Oh, boy.
God, that
taste. Oh, God.
Oh.
God, tastes like deserving things.
Oh, jeez. Just desserts, indeed.
Game of Pool, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Clive the bartender, Lee Smart as Dwight the pool shark, and Nug Nargang as the man in the white suit. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right. The official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Hey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.